This is a Torah for Shavuos. This is one of the Torahs that Rabbeinu Zal said on Shavuos, and it's the Torah that our Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, used to say every single Shavuos. You'll recognize parts of it. Uviyom HaBikurim, on the day of Bikurim, which is Shavuos, Va'akrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, when you bring a new korban to Hashem, B'Shavuoseichem, on the Yantip of Shavuos, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, which there should be an outcry of Kedusha, no work is permissible. Rabbein Ezal says, Ki yesh b'chol echod mi'Yisrael b'chinas malchus. Each and every single yid has a b'china of malchus, of rulership. V'chol echod l'fi b'chinasai, kein yesh lo b'chinas malchus. And each person, according to his classification, has a degree of rulership. Yesh shehu soyer b'veisoi, there are those, there exists a minority who actually rule in their house. V'yesh shehu meishel b'yoser, there are those who rule even more than that. V'chein yesh shehu meishel al kol ha'olam, and there exists one who rules over the entire world. Who is that? The Reish Bayis, the Tzadik Emes. Kol echad l'fi b'chinas ha'malchus sheyesh lo'i, each person according to the amount of malchus that he has, b'bechinas, as the Torah itself alludes to this fact, when the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed sorei alafim, v'sorei meos, v'sorei chamishim, v'sorei asoreis. Moshe Rabbeinu appointed over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over 50, rulers over tens, and rulers over ones. U'bechinois ha-malchus ha-zoin sheish b'chol echod, and this inyan of malchus that's found in every single yid, he be isgalia ubis chasya, is in an open sense and in a hidden sense. Be isgalia, in an open sense, haynu hamin shalosh sheish l'chol echad l'fi b'chinosoi, that's the actual leadership that each person has according to his madrega, shehu meishel al elu ha'anoshim b'isgalia, where we see that he rules over these people in an open physical manner. Kefi b'chinas ha-malchus shloikanal, according to his degree of malchus, for example, you have a father of a house with a wife and six children, and this father dictates policy in the house, we see clearly that he's a melech over these seven people. You have a manager in a corporation who rules over a certain division, he's the one who determines policies and everything. We see b'izgalya, his malchus, his memshola. Ubis chasyahu, and Rabbeinu Zal says, what about the hidden memshola? And note how Rabbeinu Zal is talking here. Each and every single yid, remember, he started off Yesh b'chol echad mi'Yisrael. We're not talking about each human being here. We're talking about each and every yid has a b'chinas malchus b'iskasya. Dahainu she'af she'be'izgalya nire she'ein le'shum memshola al eluhu anoshim. Although openly, this person doesn't seem to be ruling over a certain group of people. In kol zeh, still? However, the iskasya ubehe'elem godol, in a hidden manner and in a very, very secluded form, hu meishel aleilu ha'anoshim. This one rules over this group of people. Ki nishmosom heim tachtov. Their nishamois are under his rulership. V'nichnoim tachtov. And they are subjugated under his rule. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'gam zois habechino shel malchus b'iskasyo hilachol echod l'pi b'chinosoi." And this hidden malchus is also, there are very, very different degrees of it. Each person has it according to his madrega. B'chinas sorei alafim, sorei meos, etc., etc. This whole breakdown concept applies both in the malchus that's visible and in the malchus that's invisible. V'yesh echod, Rabbeinu Zal says, there exists one shebe'izgalya ein le'shum memshala. Openly, he doesn't seem to have any rulership power whatsoever. Va'afal pikein, and still be'iskasyo behelam godlu, hu mishel al kol hadoer. In a hidden form and in a secluded sense, he is the ruler over the entire generation. Va'afilu al kol tzadiki hadoer, and he rules over also all the tzadikim of the generation. Ki kol nishmoseyem heim kulam tachas memshalto yom al chusoy. All the neshamais of all of the tzaddikim are under his rulership and leadership. The kulam nichnoim ukfufin elov. All of the neshamais are nichna and are bent down. Kufuf means bent over towards him. Rak, however, you should know, Shehu behel and godol. This is in a very, very hidden sense. It's not obvious to the naked eye. If a person looks carefully, though, with an ein ha'emes, he'll understand how the tzaddik emes rules over all the tzaddikim and over everybody that exists in the entire generation. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Malachi, Hashem says, bechol mokoim muktor umukash l'shmi. Wherever there's a sacrifice, it's all actually going to me. And the Gemara says about that, Sha'af Shehem Oivdim Avodas Elilim, even the Goyim, who offer sacrifices to Avodah Zorah, Al Kol Zeh, still, Behelam Godol, in a very, very hidden sense, Hein Kulam Nechnoan Elov Yisborach, they are all Nechna under Hashem, Va'oivdim Oisei Yisborach, and they are all, in actuality, serving Hashem, subservient to Hashem. Rak Shehu Behelam Godol, it's just that it's very, very much Bitzinsum, it's very hidden. Similarly, just as this applies to Hashem, similarly, Zayis Habachina Shalmalchus Bizkasya, She'av Shebizgalya Ein Leishom Memshalo, although in an open sense, this being doesn't seem to have any rulership, Im Kolzeh, however, Behel and Godel, in a very hidden sense, Hu Melech Aleihem, he rules over them, Vehem Kulam Tachta, they are all under him, V'nichnoan Elov, and their neshamos are nichna to his command. Period. Who is this one who is the Sherish Neshamos Yisrael? This is the Tzadik Emes. The Tzadik Emes, the Reish Bayis, where all the Tzadikim are actually branches that come forth from him. He's the trunk of a tree. He's the Vav, which is Mashpia to everything else. And he is the one who has perfected his Bechinas Malchus to the utmost. What is the Malchus? The Peh. The Tfilah, the Torah, Malchus Peh. That's the Tzadik Emes. Next, now we know that there exists a bechina of malchus. Now Rav Enzal says with tzorich kol echod levli lehishtameish in bechina sa malchus sheyesh loy lahanos oyu letzorchoy. Each person has to be very, very, very careful not to misuse his bechina of malchus for his own hano, for his own physical pleasure or for his own needs. Sheloy tiye bechinois ha malchus etzloy ke'eved lamalois tavosoy. His power of leadership should not be like a slave to him, which he subjugates to satiate his desire, his silly whims. Rak shetihye bechinas hamalchus bebechinas ben chayrin. His power of leadership should not be a concept of a slave. It should be a free man. His malchus should be bechinas ben chayrin. Bebechinas, as Shlomo HaMelech says, Ashrecho eretz shemalkecho ben chayrin. Ashrei to the land whose king is a free man. Meaning he's not a slave who lets himself be guided by silly whims. He's a person who knows how to use his koyach of malchus properly. Sheha malchus yihye etzlecha ben chayrin. A person has to see to it that his power of malchus should be a free man. It shouldn't be a slave. Levli lehishtamish boi lahanoscha. A person should see to it not to use the malchus, the leadership, for his own hana, for his own personal silly kavod or anything like that. A person is a master in the house over a wife and children. Don't use it to make yourself feel big. Use it only for the kavod of Hashem, to bring them closer to Hashem, to heighten Hashem's name. All kavod that a person ever gets, the trick is to give that kavod over to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai. This was the concept of Mordechai HaTzadik. Because the Gemara says in Chulin that how do we get the word Mordechai? The Gemara says Mordechai min ha'Torah minayim. Where do we find a remez in the Chumash to Mordechai? The Gemara says that one of the psalmim that was used in the Torah was called Mor Deroyer. That's what it was called. And the Targum on that is Mora Dechei, which is like Mordechai. So, Mor Deroyer. What is Mor Deroyer? The term Mor means Mar, a ruler, a leader. Deroyer means freedom in Hebrew. The rulership, the Malchus, should be free. Rabbi Nisal explains, Shehamorus Hainu HaMalchus. The rulership, the leadership of a person, yeshlo droyer v'cheirus. By a tzaddik like Mordechai, his malchus was a free agent. It was free, it wasn't bound to his taivos. It was utilized only for the kavod of Hashem. Sheloy lehishtamish bo la'anosei l'tzorcho. He shouldn't use this malchus for his own hano or for his own needs. Ki im la'Hashem yisborach. Only for Hashem. The Bechina, says the Pesuk, says in Ayvadya, V'hoiso l'Hashem hamlucha. There'll come a time when all Malchus will be to Hashem. Any person who has any Bechina of Malchus will direct his Malchus towards the Kavod of Hashem. Dahainu, l'hishtamesh im ha-Malchus, l'avodas Hashem yisparach. A person should utilize his Malchus
only for avodas Hashem.
Behainu lahazir ulahoychiach es kol haneshamos shenichnu emelav.
There's an obligation on a person to warn and to give musar to all the neshamos that are nichnat to him.
Kol echod v'echod lefi b'chinas hamalchus sheyesh lo bizgalya ubizkasya.
Each one according to the quality of malchus, according to the classification of malchus that he has, openly and hiddenly, has the seat to it to use his b'chinas malchus to bring people close to Hashem.
Hein in humayshel b'veisai,
whether if he happens to be a ruler in his house, he has the seat to it to utilize that rulership for the kavod of Hashem, to bring his entire household, his wife, and his children close to Hashem.
Sorech lahazir ulahichiach es b'nei beiso.
He has to warn and give teichocho to his b'nei bayis. When he has to watch them carefully and see to it to teach them sur meirav aseto, to teach them not to commit sins and to do a lot of mitzvahs.
Ve'im yesh lo memshola yoiser.
If a person has more rulership than that, he rules even more than just within his own house.
Mutal olav lahazir yoiser v'yoiser anoshim.
He is responsible to give musar to more and more people,
lefi bechina samalchus shalai,
according to his rulership, according to his bechina of leadership. Next,
Rabbi Nizal says, v'tzorich lahamshich arichas yomim l'toich hamalchus.
A person has to see to it to draw longevity of life into the malchus.
Why?
Sheloi tihiyet bebechinois horabonus mikaberes es ba'aleho.
The Gemara says in Pesachim that as soon as a person takes on a leadership position, such as Rabbonus, that buries the one who gets it. It causes him to die very young.
This is what the Gemara says. Leadership buries its possessor.
And Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, once you understand that, so if we're talking about using your leadership, you have to know that there's a warning that you have to draw long life into your malchus.
Rabbi Nizal says,
each person, according to how much malchus he possesses,
he is a seer in a sense, meaning shemutal olav lahazir ulaychiach eson oshim shehem misharoshoi.
He is responsible to warn and to give musar to those people who are from his sherish,
sheyesh loy bechinas malchus aleihem, where he has rulership over them.
And if he does this properly, if he does see to it to constantly try to bring him close to Hashem,
azai hu oise es shaloi, then he's fulfilling his duty,
umatzil es nafshoi,
and he's rescuing his own nefesh. In other words, he won't be held responsible for their sins. Because the fact of the matter is that if you have memshola, if a person's a rav in a shul, or if a person's a father in a house, and in that house things aren't done properly as far as frumkeit's concerned, he's the one who's going to be held responsible. It's the melech that's responsible for the am. It's the father that's responsible for the family.
Rabbi Nizal says now, so if he does fulfill his duty, then he saves himself.
Kemo she'nemar, as the Navi says, Tzoife nisaticho leveis Yisrael,
I have appointed you as a seer over Klal Yisrael.
A seer means an observer. It's your duty to observe everything that goes on.
Va'ato ki hizharto rosha v'loishov mi rishoi.
And if you gave the proper warning to a rosha that he should abate from what he's doing, and he didn't stop his rishis,
hu ba'avoinoi yomus,
he will die for his sin.
V'ato es nafshecho hitzalto,
whereas you rescued your own soul, which implies
that if a person doesn't fulfill his duty, his obligation, to try his best to bring whatever people he could possibly influence close to Hashem,
azai ha'oneshalov, the person's going to be held responsible that he misused the anidus.
He acted humble when he should have been tough. He should have been big. He should have been a king and he was a mouse. A person will be held responsible for that.
V'alkein, and that's why we find that chorabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho.
This is why we find that the Gemara says that leadership buries the ones who have it. Why?
Because if they misuse it, if they don't use it to its fullest, if a person is a leader and he doesn't use it properly, this brings an einish on to the person that he dies before the right time, Rachman Olson. That's the einish for this.
Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein, therefore, tzorech lirois lahamshich arichas yamin l'teich hamalchus.
A person must see to it to draw long life into the malchus. In other words, what we're saying is that a person has to see to it that he should be in a position to give Musar and to give Azharos and to help these people come closer to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal never mentions a problem without mentioning the solution. Rabbi Nizal says now, Ach eich efshir loy lahazir loy chiyachaysam, a person could ask, how could I possibly give people Musar and Teichocha? Ki eino yoydea ma tzorich lohem. I don't know what each person needs. V'gam eino netzloy loy chiyachaysam. And also, these people aren't always necessarily right in front of me for me to be able to give them Musar. V'alkein tzrichin loze das. The ingredient that's needed here is das. A person needs a lot of sechel. Kidei leida eich loichichom. To get to know how to give teichocha to people. How to give musar to them. How to bring them close to Hashem. It's the next ingredient that's needed. How? Rabbi Nizal says, v'lofoi lo das hazeh. Hu gamkein al yedei arichos yomim bi'atzmoi. The way that a person gets to this das that's necessary to be able to give teichacha to people is through the bechina of arichas yomim, through the concept of long life, which we haven't really defined yet. We'll see soon what it's talking about. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh she'omrim ha'olam. This is why the Welt says an expression, there's a Yiddish expression, most whoever knows Yiddish will know it, er weiß nicht von sein Leben. Mm-hmm. Er weiß nicht von sein Leben zu sagen. He doesn't know from his life. He doesn't know from his life. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zehu she'omrim ha'olam, this is why the Welt says, she'enoi yoydea michayov. Er weiß nicht von sein Leben, meaning, Rabbi Nizal says, ki ikur hayediya. Where does the main das come from? Mechayim, from life, meaning me'arichus yomim. From long life comes das. Das is an inyan of long life. Rabbi Nizal says, in a different place, that when a person goes to sleep at night, that's histalkus hadas, right? When a person has a dream, it's shayach, that a dream which seems to have taken a year goes by in 5 seconds. So when a person is in a state of histalkus hadas, that's an inyan of Ktsar Yomim, where what looks like a year is a second. The more das a person has, the more he's a bechina of Arichas Yomim, of longer life, where in less he packs in more. In other words, more happens within less. We'll see soon what this means. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki lovoi la'arichas yomim. How does a person get to this concept of Arichas Yomim? Hu al yedei esek ha-Torah. It's only through the study of Torah. We know that the Tikkun Ezer says that the Torah is the names of Hashem. Every single word in the Torah is names of Hashem. Note how Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this logically. This is so powerful. Just like when you need something from a person. If there are five people sitting at the table, one person here has a basketball in his house. If I need a basketball, before I can get it, I have to say, Sruli, give me a basketball. Why? Because if I say, give me a basketball, it's nothing. It's not a solid statement. If I define whom I'm requesting it from, that gives the statement power. Rabbi Nizal says, Ukamoi kishetzrichen likroi sesecha. Kherenoi say bishmoi. Just like when you need to call someone, to be able to draw anything from that person, you first state his name. When a person wants to call the Mokar of life, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kidei Lahamshich Mimenu Chayim V'Arichas Yomim. Where does a person draw Chiyas from? From Hashem. If you want to draw Chayim, life, and Arichas Yomim, and longevity of life, from Hashem, Rabbi Nizal says, Kein Kishetzrichen Likrois Eschai HaChayim, Kidei Lahamshich Mimenu Chayim V'Arichas Yomim. You must call Hashem by his name before you can draw anything from Hashem. How do you do that? Hashem's name is the Torah. Nimtza, what are we coming up with from here? That through the study of Torah, the diligent study of Torah, a person calls the Arichas Yomim. He hooks himself up to the Arichas Yomim to be able to draw Chayim from Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Baal Kain, this will clarify an issue to you. Why is it that in the Torah we find that the one person about whom the Torah gives an extraordinary warning about studying Torah is the Melech? There's a special parsha in Dvarim where it discusses about the Torah. You'll see soon the wording used. V'alkein muzhar hamelech alei sikat Torah b'yoyser mikol hoylam. That's why we find that the Torah makes a point that the king of Bnei Israel has a greater chiyuv of studying Torah more than anybody else. Why? Because he is Bechinas Malchus, he's the one who has to be most careful to draw this Arichas Yamin, or else the Malchus will bury him. That's why he's got to see to it, there's a super obligation on him to study Torah. That's why the wording that's mentioned in the section of the Torah where it talks about the Melech is, the Torah will be with him, the Koraboy Kol Yemei Chayov, and he will read it throughout his entire life, Laman Yarech Yomim Al Mamlachtoi, in order that he should have a long longevity of life on his kingdom, in order that his kingdom should be blessed with Arichas Yomim. Rabbein Azal says, V'zeh, this is why note, the Pasuk says, V'koraboy Kol Yemei Chayov. This could be translated two ways. He will read it in it his whole life, or he will call the Korah, he will call boy with the Torah, Kol Yemei Chayav. He will call to Hashem to give him Arichas Yomim. The Korah boy daiko dahainu, shayidei esek haTorah, through the study of Torah, hu koirei es hachayim kanal. The person calls to himself chiyus. V'zeh Yemei Chayav. That's why it says the days of his life. He will call the days of his life. Rabbi Nachman says Yemei Chayav Daiko. Why? Ki kishemekablin es hachiyus. Rabbi Nachman says that when a person is drawing chiyus from Hashem, tzorech lekablin b'mido, he has to be very careful to draw it behadrogo. Ki b'loy mido v'tzimtzum I efsher lekabel es hachiyus mehashem yisborach. Because unless a person has the proper tzimtzum, it is impossible to draw chiyus from Hashem. Why? Machmas ribui oyer. Because a person could chas v'shalom get damaged through ribui oyer. Ki ribui Hashemen goyrim kibui haner. Too much oil causes the fire to be destroyed. Al kein, therefore, tzorech lekabel hachiyus b'midah. There's a tremendous warning that a person has to draw the chiyus upon himself b'hadrogo. How? It's through the study of Torah that a person, number one, draws chiyus from Hashem, and he draws it b'tzimtzum, b'hadrogo. How? Ki haTorah hi shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did we say before? The Tikkun Ezra says that the Torah is the name of Hashem. The Hashem hu hakli shel hadavar. The name of an item is the vessel that contains in it that whole item. Why? Shebahashem hazeh nigbal hachiyus shel hadavar hazeh. Within an item's name is constricted all of the chiyus of that item. Where do we see that? It's of the Therish of Pasuk in Chumash. Kemoi shekosel, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, nefesh chaya hu shemoi. What is the nefesh of a living being? Its name. Its name is its nefesh. The name of an item is its soul. Shebahashem nigbal hanefesh v'hachiyus shel kol dovor. Within the name is of a person is contained the nefesh of that person and the chiyus of that person. V'al kein, and this is why you'll see that physically this applies. Kishekoyren es ha'odam b'shmoi, when you call a person's name, when I say Shmuel, when I say the word Shmuel, what happens? Hu mezumon tekef etzloi. The person becomes ready, in a state of readiness to do whatever I beckon him to do. In other words, he's prepared to hear, to accept whatever is required of him, meaning all of that person's resources become available just by the proclamation of his name. So if a person wants to make kaviyocho, all of Hashem's resources available to himself, what does he have to do? He has to call Hashem's name. How does he do that? Through the study of the Torah. The Torah is the name of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, V'chein ha-Torah hu shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the name of Hashem. Hainu she-shom nigbal ha-chiyus mi-chai ha-chayim. There is contained the chiyus from the chai ha-chayim, from Hashem himself. Ki ha-Torah hu b'chinas midos. The Torah is an inyan of levels. Ki yesh b'haTorah oisiyos v'tevois u'psukim u'parshiyos u'sdorim. Rabbeinu Zal says, because in the Torah is found midos, we find different tzimtzumim within the Torah. What kind of tzimtzumim? There are letters. From a group of letters are made up words. From a group of words are made up sentences. From a group of sentences are made up parshiyos. From a group of parshiyos is made up a segra. So we see that there are midos. There are levels within the Torah. There's a breakdown of levels. Shehein b'chinas midos. These, all of these items are the concept of levels. Shebohem nigbal hachiyus b'mido. Within these breakdowns is contained Hashem's chiyus b'hadroga, in levels where it's attainable, where there isn't any problem of ribui shemen. The arcane, and therefore al yedei haTorah shehu shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's through the Torah, which is the name of Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Midos, which is a concept of levels. The Torah is broken down to levels. Yecholin lekabel es hachiyus. A person can draw this chiyus from Hashem. Why? Ki al yedei haTorah koyren es hachayim. Through the Torah, by a person learning Torah, the first thing he does is he calls out to the chayim. Umamshichen es hachiyus l'teich hamidos. He draws the chiyus within constrictions. Shehein b'chinas yomim, which is a concept of days. A day is a constriction of time. V'zeh shekosav, this is why the pasuk says in Tehillim, Umidas yomai mahi. The measurement of my days, what is it? So we see that these two are placed together, midos and yomim. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu shehatorah shehi b'chinas mo. The Torah, which is referred to as an inyan of more, how? Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, we say it on Pesach. More hoedus v'achu kemo elef. If the chacham will say, what are these mitzvahs that you're doing? So we see that the Torah is an inyan of more. Also, don't forget al pi kabbalah. Also, more bon. More is the vav, which is the Torah. So Rabbeinu Zal says the Torah, which is more, is the midas yomai. Rabbeinu Zal says he bechinas midos v'yomim kanal. The Torah, which is more, that's midas and yomim.
Midas referring to the chiyus. Exactly.
Exactly. She'al yodo koyren es hachiyus letoich hamidos v'hayomim. It's through the Torah that a person brings the chiyus of Hashem within levels, within days. Without the Torah, it would be impossible for a person to draw chiyus from Hashem because there's always the risk of ribui oyer. This is why it says by the Melech, the Korah boy kol yemei chayov. Shalidei haTorah koyre es hachiyus letoich hayomim v'amidos kanal. It's only through the Torah that he's able to draw chayov chiyus within yemei, within yomim, within midos. V'alkein tzorech la'asoik b'Torah b'pedaika. And this is why the warning is so strong that when a person learns Torah, he's advised very strongly to use his mouth, to say the words with his mouth. Ki kishetzrichem likrois esechot b'shmoi. Because when you want to call a person by his name, tzorech likroisai b'pedaika. You must use your mouth. You must call him with your mouth. V'yevshe likroisai b'shmoi b'machshava b'yalma. You would surely admit that by thinking a person's name, the person won't come to you. Cain, similarly, e'efsher likrois eschaya chayim b'shmoi, ki im al yidei haper. The only way to call out to be chay hachayim, to Hashem kavyochol, is only through the mouth. V'loi al yidei hamachshova levado, and definitely not through machshova alone. This is why the Gemara says in the Erevin, there's a pasuk which in Mishlei where it says about the Torah, Ki chayim heim lemoitzoehem. The Torah gives life to those who give it forth. Give it forth with what? The Gemara says lemoitzoehem bepeh. To those who give forth words of Torah with their mouth. Lemoitzoehem bepeh daika. Rabbeinu Zal says, of course, bedafka, give it forth through your mouth. That's how you're zeicha to be able to draw the benefit of Torah. What is that? To draw chayim upon yourself. Nimtza. What comes out of this? That al yedei esek haTorah, it's through the study of Torah, mamshichen arichas yomim, a person draws upon himself arichas yomim, long life. He can draw, the more Torah he learns, the more chayim he's capable of drawing. Va'oz zeicha ledas. That is what's referred to as das. As we said before, how did we prove it before? Just a second. Velovi ledas is only through arichas yomim, because einu yodea mechayov. Remember, we mentioned that. Ki adas v'haseichel hu bi'atzmai hachiyas. Because when we talk about chayim, arichas yomim, what is life? Life is seichel, chochma. Kemoi shekosu, as Rabbein Zal brought in Torah Aleph, the posuk, ha-chochma techaye es ba'aleha. Chochma gives life to its possessor. What is chochma? Koyach mo, the koyach of the Torah HaKadosha, which we spoke about. Ki ha-seichel hu ikar ha-chiyas. The seichel is the ikar chiyas of a person. Vaydeze hadas yecholim lekariv ulohichiyach es mi shetzricha lehichiyach. It's only through this seichel, which a person will draw by studying Torah b'kviyas, that will be given the seichel needed to be mekar of his family or his friends or anybody else.
No,
Hashem.
I mean, mentioned kviyas,
no, no. We're talking about that's mentioned in different Torahs in the Quran. But here he's stressing very much, and just to stress again this concept of Ribui Shemen, the Moshe Rabbein Zal gives in another Torah in the Qutaman, Rabbein Zal quotes the Tikkun Ezeya, and this is such a simple, clear analogy. The Tikkun Ezeya says these words, Il mole kanfei reo denashven alibo, havoliba oikid kol gufa. If not for the air conditioning system that's found within the human body, the lungs, if not for the two branches, the two bronchioles, the lungs, which rest around the heart, the heart would burn up the whole body because it's constantly pumping fast, which causes friction, which causes heat. Similarly, the Tikkun Ezeya says that if a person has a slavas kedusha, and if he doesn't have an air conditioning system, he can burn up and destroy himself from Ribui Shemen. What is the air conditioning system? The Gemara says, Hei oini islareo. The lungs have five branches to them. The Tikkun Ezeya says this refers to the Chamisha Chum Shel Torah. It's the five books of the Torah that act as an air conditioning system.
Five
in
both branches?
Exactly.
All together, combined?
Five in each one. But the Tikkun Ezeya says that that's the meaning of the Torah, the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. Nothing to do with the Aseret Dibur, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. The five sections of the lungs correspond to the five sons of the Torah. That's the air conditioning system. Because if a person, these Balei Tshuva, who suddenly have his Slavas Babavat, that's zero. If they take that fire and inject it into Torah, suddenly it becomes a big struggle. These guys who think they have so much fire, they don't have enough fire. There's no problem of too much fire. Problem is to get up enough fire to be able to cope with each one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this is the point that he's stressing here. And note the power of Likutei Moran. Everything that we're saying here, I'll show you how it's actually, this is the first Torah in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying, Da kiali deha Torah neskablen kol ha-tfilos. Which sphere is tefillah?
Malchus.
What is the key to perfection of Malchus? Torah. Da kiali deha Torah neskablen kol ha-tfilos. You want the Malchus well, you have to have Torah. Malchus is the moon. The moon is zero. If the moon has a sun facing it and shining into it, then the moon is great, it's fabulous and everything. You must have two rainbows. Or else a person could ask Hashem, why the H couldn't Hashem create? Why did Hashem have to do such a silly item, create two lanterns? The answer is to teach us that in Avodas Hashem, there are two bright lights, and either one without the other is zero. Tefillah without Torah is nothing. It has no chashivus. And Torah without tefillah also has no chashivus. You put them together, you have a neutron bomb. There's nothing in the world that you can't conquer. This is just the Hakdamah. Now we're going to go into the whole concept of Hastorah, Shebetei Hastorah, and how once you have this advice, there's no problem handling either Hastorah or Hastorah, Shebetei Hastorah. And he's going to go from one thing to the next. There's so much
more
knowledge. It's more, but you see the style of this Torah. It flows. It's a Likutei Halacha style.
Yeah, the whole thing flow like this?
100%.
Right.
See, this is every chapter of Likutei Moran is a whole world to itself, and yet they're all hooked up to each other. You can go from beginning to end, or from the end to the beginning. You can say a Torah forward or backwards, each way it has super meaning.
Okay. We'll
start it again.
I'll get you a question. Yes. Rabbeinu Zal's wisdom, Rabbeinu Zal says, I think it's on the side chapter 49, paragraph 7.
who has mercy on them and lead them. What do you mean? It's probably reference to that Torah.
Ki melachamein yenahagein. That's the other words. Those who have pity will be worthy of being leaders.
Right.
Because Rabbeinu Zal stresses, just a second, let me look at it for a second. Rabbeinu Zal says that in order to be a true leader, you must have the quality of Rachmanus. And Rabbeinu Zal brings the example because there come up many situations where the congregation commits a sinful act and Hashem wants to destroy them. And if you're their leader, Hashem comes to you and says, hey, I want to destroy them. And you have a choice of saying, yeah, go get them, they're dead. Or you have a choice of acting like Moshe Rabbeinu and getting up and defending them and having pity on them and everything. And this is the pity that a leader must have on his community. In two senses, he has to have enough pity on them to smash them to their faces.
Right.
Whenever they're doing something wrong, he should have enough rachmanis to be willing to hurt them, to be willing to speak sharply to them where it'll hurt, because it's for their benefit.
Right.
That's how he talks to them. He talks to them like they're the lowest things on earth. But when he talks to Hashem about them, he says, Hashem, they're the greatest. This was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter that this was the qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why he was the true leader of Israel. To be continued. Rabbeinu Zal started in this Torah discussing the fact that each person has a Bechinas Malchus. And Rabbeinu Zal says once, meaning each person has a certain aspect of leadership. One is a leader in his house. Sometimes the women are the leaders in the house. One is a leader over a group of people. One is a leader over a country. One is the leader over a factory. Whatever it is, each person has a Bechinas Malchus. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this is referred to in the Torah, we see, sorry, I love him, sorry, Meis, when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed leaders over Bnei Israel, he appointed different degrees of leaders. And Rabbeinu Zal says that each person has to see to it to use his malchus for the benefit of Hashem, to return the malchus to Hashem, to return the kavod to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says there are those who have this malchus in an open form, where you can see visibly that this person is a master over 20 people. And there are others who have it in a hidden form, where openly it doesn't look like he has any Bechinas Malchus, but hiddenly he could be a ruler not only over 20, 30 people, he could be a ruler over the entire world. For example, the Tzadik Emes, not necessarily is it usually obvious that he's the one who controls the destiny of the entire world, where all Shefa that comes to the world, when we say Malchus, we're talking about Shefa, because if you recall, we said many times that any Shefa that wants to come down to earth from any source in Shemayim must pass through the Malchus first. Rabbi Zal always based that on the Chiddush that the Arizal says, that the words Peseach Hesyodecho, whenever we talk about Hashem sending Shefa, the Pasuk says, Peseach Hesyodecho Umazbiya L'chol Chai Rotzayim. How is Peseach Hesyodecho Umazbiya? Only via L'chol Chai Rotzayim. The Rosh HaKeva says L'chol Chai Rotzayim is Rochel. The Malchus, the Kedusha, the Shechina, all Shefa must come through the Malchus, because that's a Keli. When there's oil alone, light alone is nothing. When it passes through a keli, it's put into a form where it's containable. Which means that this Tzadik Emes, who has the greatest Bechina of Malchus, means he's the one who's most capable of providing Shefa for the entire world. As the Pasuk says, Meho Eichel Yotzo Ma'achol. Who is Eichel? Tzadik Eichel Aseva Asher, the Pasuk says that the Tzadik is the one who's called a real Eichel. From him comes forth all Shefa for the entire world. Rabbeinu Zal says, once we're talking about Malchus, you have to know that Malchus could either be a slave or could be a free man. A person could be a melech and he misuses the Malchus in a form where the Malchus is turned into a slave. He uses his leadership to push people around. In other words, he enslaves Malchus. Malchus is a royal item. You don't misuse it. You don't cheapen it. You have to keep it very royal and regal. And Rabbeinu Zal says another threat when you're dealing with Malchus is the fact that the Gemara says that Harabonos Mikaberes Es Ba'aleha, that leadership can bury the one who has it. Any type of leadership, kings or Rabbonim, any type of leadership has the power usually to kill its possessor at an early age. And therefore a person has to be very, very careful, Rabbeinu Zal says, to draw Arichas Yomim into the Malchus. To draw longevity of life into Malchus. How do you do that? Rabbeinu Zal says, through the study of Torah, when a person studies Torah, Torah is Chayim, Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikim Bo, HaChochma Techayez Baleho. Rabbeinu Zal says that that's how a person draws Chiyas into his Bechinat Malchus, through Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this is why you'll note, in the Chumash, who is the only individual in the entire Jewish religion where the Torah makes a point of stressing that he has a unique chiyuv of studying Torah? A king, the melech. Rabbeinu Zal brings the psukim where the Torah says that about the melech it's written, that he should keep a sefer Torah with him at all times, and he should read it throughout his entire life. Rabbi Nathan says, V'kor avoy kol yemei chayo, through the Torah he will call v'chayim. He will proclaim, he will bring forth chiyus from Hashem. And this is pretty much the point, chiyus into the malchus. This is pretty much the point at which we left off. Now, but we know that tonight we have one paragraph, one straight paragraph, which we're going to try to cover without any interruptions. It's very smooth, it's very easy, and it's tremendous. Rabbi Nathan explains a concept here that's very powerful. We're up to the paragraph within Siv Gimel. We're up to the paragraph Kiyesh Shnei Hasarais. Rabbi Nathan says Kiyesh Shnei Hasarais. There are two types of hiddenness on the part of Hashem. Hashem can hide himself from a person in one of two forms. When Hashem hides himself within one covering, he makes it pretty difficult for a person to find him. However, when Hashem is hidden within one covering, it's possible to struggle and strain till a person will find Hashem. Why? Since this person possesses the knowledge and the awareness of the fact that Hashem is hidden from him, he knows to search, he realizes there's a problem, so there exists a possibility of him finding Hashem. The fact that Hashem is hidden, that knowledge is hidden from the person. Azai i'efshar klal l'mtayosai. A person who's in that state, it's just about impossible for that person to find Hashem. Me'achar she'eni yodea klal me'ashem yisborach. He doesn't know anything at all about Hashem. He doesn't realize that there's something to search for. The fact that something is being hidden from him, that fact is hidden from him. And this is the curse, Rachmana Litzlan, that Hashem put on Bnei Israel. Hashem said, if the Jews will be bad, V'onaychi haster astir esponai b'yayim ahu. There'll come a time when I will hide my face on that day. Why double haster? Rabbi Nizal says, Hashem was saying, She'astir ha-hastara. I'll make hidden the fact that I'm hidden. The Jews in the Ikbis of the Mashiach won't even realize that there is a Hashem who's hiding himself from them. They'll become so accustomed to this state of hiddenness, they won't realize that something's wrong. They're doing something wrong. When a person's in that state, it's just about impossible to find Hashem. Because the person doesn't realize at all that he has to search, seek out Hashem. He doesn't realize at all that Hashem is hidden from him. The hiddenness is hidden from him. But Rabbi Nathan says, that's the way it seems. But the fact of the matter is, in all the hastoras, one hastora, two hastoras, v'afilu b'ha-hastora shebetoich hastora, v'vadai gam shom malubash Hashem Yisparach. Even within hastora shebetoich hastora, there still exists a bechina of Hashem, which can be found. Ki b'vadai ein shum davar sheloyiyah b'chiyas Hashem Yisparach. There certainly doesn't exist an item on earth which doesn't have the chiyas of Hashem in it. Ki b'lodai chiyusoi loyhoi elokim klal. Any item which would not have in it the Chiyus of Hashem surely couldn't exist at all.